C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, kooky, kooky starts with C. Oh.
Yay! Oh, that was great.
Oh, what a glorious day.
Yeah, this is my favorite time of year. I used to think it was Christmas, but now that I'm in my 40s, I realize my favorite time of year is Girl Scout cookie season.
Yes, and it is funny, as you know, being adults, we can pretty much get cookies anytime we want, but there's something special about the day Girl Scout cookies become available.
Yes, and today is that day. Today is the day. So if you've got a Girl Scout in your neighborhood, then go for it. Make sure that you make those put those orders in. And what's great is that, like, when I was growing up and I would sell Girl Scout cookies, you had to order them, and then the shipment would come in, and then you'd have to deliver them. Yeah. But these Girl Scouts today are so savvy. They just have carloads
of
cookies.
They're just right there. Yeah.
You just get them right there. Instant gratification.
Yeah, and it's great when you go to the grocery store, at least the one I go to. Like, they're right there up front. And it's like, well, now I don't have to go to the cookie aisle, which I would normally go to first anyway, because the cookie aisle has come to me.
And cookie aisle is coming to you. That's exactly right, Dave. So, but the Girl Scouts get smarter and smarter every year, which is why I want to bring this to everyone's attention. Because if you weren't sure that you are a lover of Girl Scout cookies like we are, or perhaps you're just thinking, yeah, but it's the same old, right? Like, they've had a lot of the same flavors for a long time, even though they do usually do a good job of mixing things up a little bit. The Girl Scouts this year have a card right here.
This is brilliant.
And on one side of the card, it's the Girl Scout Cookie Wine Pairing Guide. And on the other side of the card is the Girl Scout Cookie Beer Pairing Guide, which I have to say, I think I'm more in favor of. I think that when you get the sweet of the cookie and then the bubbly of the beer, that is a match made in heaven right there.
Yeah, we're going through all these, deciding which one we want. It's fantastic. They have each of the 8 cookies and what beer pairs with it. I'm going with the,
Thin mints are your favorite. Is that a good pairing, what they put the thin mints with? The Imperial Stout?
That sounds like a lot for me, the Imperial Stout, because I like a lighter beer, so I'm thinking maybe the peanut butter sandwiches with blonde ale.
Oh, that does sound good.
Sounds good, right? What about you on the beer pairing side?
I'm a thanks-a-lot kind of girl, and I don't think I know what a Scotch ale is.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm willing to try.
Thinking it has, it's probably delicious. And then I think that they made a little bit of a mistake here.
Okay.
Because I think that they put the s'mores with the chocolate stout, and we agree that that just sounds like it's too much.
That's a lot, yeah.
Right? But I think that if you put the shortbread with the chocolate stout, I might start eating shortbread cookies.
That is perfect, yeah.
It's a great balance. And then
that
put the s'mores with the wheat beer.
Yeah.
So it's a little lighter, it's a little crisper.
Mm-hmm. I do like that. That's very good.
Yeah, or an IPA. I think I could do a s'more with an IPA too, which is exactly what I do in the summertime around our campfire. You know?
That's glorious.
So yeah, you put a fire in the fireplace, eat your s'mores cookies, and drink an IPA, and boom, you're transported to a lakeside.
You're a culinary wizard. So, really, this is an excuse to buy all 8 cookies and drink 8 different beers.
I think that you need to try it yourself and get the wines, too.
And the wine, too. Oh, that's fantastic. So, like, is there any odd way or interesting way that you enjoy your Girl Scout cookies? Like, do you pair it a certain way or eat it a certain way?
I'm one of those thanks-a-lot girls. This is the first time I thought of pairing it with alcohol. I'm going to be honest, Girl Scouts. You put this, I didn't even think about it, because I'm a cookies and milk kind of girl. But I like the thanks-a-lots. I break them in half because they're gigantic and they don't fit in my glass. So I break it in half and then I dunk it. And then you can get 4 dunks out of one cookie. I dunk it in my milk until the cookie is just soft enough that it's not falling off the chocolate. And then I bite, and it's like al dente, you know? You bite it, and so it's a little bit of a snap. Oh, it's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
That sounds gross. Then you take a little sip of your beer that they're telling you to pair with it?
No, but I have to have them with milk, so I can't do it with beer and milk. I can't be double-fisted with my Girl Scout cookies. Sorry.
Okay, I understand. For me, it's just, you know, like, I'll have all 8 boxes, but I can't go on to one cookie until I finished an entire kind. Like, if I start with thin mints, I have to go through all the thin mints before I go to the lemonades.
You're also one of those people that, like, doesn't let his food touch on his plate.
Yeah, like
too,
a normal person.
Oh, my gosh.
So let us know the best way to enjoy Girl Scout cookies. Jump on our Facebook page. You can always link to that from 925XTU.com.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 925 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.